Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. A little band from Texas. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on in your life, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to growth to divestiture. We got something you can listen to or read or watch that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of IAS Training, and put a .com on the end of that, and you can find his website and his weekly newsletter. We're talking about resolutions, right? Sales resolutions, right, Brad?
Exactly. Yes, indeed.
Number four,
first and foremost, I will attempt to close every sale once merchandise or product has been shown.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Close everyone.
Try to close everybody. It's the ABCs of selling. Always be closing.
I call that give everybody the maximum opportunity to do business with you.
Absolutely.
Now, here's the thing, Brad. A lot of people listening will say, well, duh, of course you try to sell everybody. But isn't it people would be amazed to find how many salespeople make the call, do all the stuff right, and leave without ever saying, will you buy? Will you do business with me?
It's amazing to me.
It's amazing.
I'm actually having trouble getting people to take my money.
Is it a generational thing? What do you think?
I think a lot of it has to do with fear, that they're just afraid to close the deal or ask the customer.
Yeah.
And I think that if they haven't gone through the process and found out what the customer wants, why they want it, what's important to them, and all those things, then they feel they're being pushing aggressive. But if you've done the right things, it's just a natural transition.
I think it's because they haven't been trained really how to close.
Exactly.
They think closing, this is what most people think, they think closing comes at the end. They don't realize closing starts at first contact.
Exactly. You're closing from the minute you start a conversation.
Little bitty interim closes. And you've done all this all along, so that by the time it comes time for them to put pen to paper, so to speak, that's the least of the decisions.
Exactly. Indeed.
Yeah.
And number five is...
So maybe I'm not preempting you here. We kind of touched on it in the previous segment, but I'm going to close everyone, but I'm also going to make sure I have the right to ask for the close.
Absolutely.
Because that's the thing that the interim closers will do. It will give you the right to ask.
And that eliminates the fear that people have.
Right. All right, so, number five,
I will attempt to add on to every customer in a non-pushy, non-aggressive manner.
Huh.
Hmm.
So if you're selling battleships, make sure you get all the right, you get the extra turrets and the big guns up there, right?
Absolutely, they're going to need something to dock it with.
Right,
so
yeah.
Might as well sell them a dock.
That's exactly right. But seriously, once they've decided to do business with you, then the rest of it is, you know, do you want fries with that, man? Would you like me to supersize?
Absolutely, it's all incremental sales and profits, mainly
right.
Profits.
Right, and so, but now that takes training too, doesn't it? You have to train your people to do that, don't you?
Yes, you do, in a nice, polite manner, and I think the easiest way to get people to buy additional stuff is get them to tell you what they're going to buy next.
Exactly. And of course, this is what you do for a living. This is how you help your customers, the things
that's
we're talking
exactly
about
right
now.
Yep. These are the things that I do.
All right.
I will increase my knowledge in sales techniques.
This is number six?
This is number six. I will work every day to increase my knowledge in sales techniques, product knowledge, operations, and customer service.
And if you're a sales manager, if you're an owner, your job is to make that available.
Yes, and I could go through the whole...
How many small businesses have salespeople and provide them with no training, maybe in the beginning some, but after that, nothing after that? How many?
Well, what I tell these people is you're hiring people not knowing if they're any good, then you never check, then you don't do anything to help them get better.
Right.
And you wonder why
sales are growing.
It's pretty self-explanatory. So Number seven is a big one in a lot of organizations, and that is I will be part of the solution rather than part of the problem.
Ah.
Do not join the Brotherhood of the Miserable. You know who the Brotherhood of the Miserable is?
Tell us.
The people that just look at everything in a negative manner.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't right, this isn't right, this isn't right, and they're bitching and complaining.
So how do you, if you're a salesperson and you're dealing with somebody who's having something like that, what do you say to them to become part of the solution? Because obviously you don't think you've created the problem. If you have, you fix that. But if you don't know why these people are not happy, what do you say?
Well, you just don't join in on the negative conversations thoughts and negative all those things. And just
well, what if it's a customer? You know, that's behaving this way.
Well,
how do you turn them around?
We got to turn them around and just tell them we're gonna. What do we need to do to make this right?
Exactly. What would I have to do? Sir, obviously you're upset. We're talking customer service here, probably now.
Exactly.
Yeah, obviously, you're not happy with this. What can I do? If I were Santa Claus, what would you ask me to do? Something like that.
Exactly. In many cases, what they say is less than you thought you had to give.
Exactly. And this is where you get to prove that you're a relationship company, not a transaction company.
And even if it is more than you thought you had to give, just write it off to your advertising.
Even if they said, I want to keep this and I want you to give all my money back, do it. And believe it or not, that'll be more valuable than anything you could do.
Exactly.
Unless it's a battleship.
That's right.
It's already painted with their colors on it.
And hey, I don't know about you, but I don't deal with many people that sell battleships.
IAS, that's a long selling cycle, isn't it? IAStraining.com. Brad Huskin is our guest. He and I will be right back. We got two more resolutions, folks. We're going to knock them out in the next segment. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.